Welcome to a special edition of the Great American Circus, and I'm here with Nocturnus Libertas, now definitely the infamous Nocturnus Libertas here on the show, and she bring people up to speed who, the few people who probably haven't seen this already, she took a picture depicting herself, well, frankly, wiping her ass with the American flag, and that caused a hell of a shitstorm around America. And provoked a lot of different opinions and likes and hates, even sparking a bounty on her head from people. This is serious business, folks. And, yeah, I've got the interview with her. So, Nocturnus, you there?
Yeah, I'm totally here. Hell
all right,
yeah.
All right. So, did you know about the bounty put on your head?
No, actually, I didn't, but I'm glad to hear that they are so pissed over this that they want to, hell, I'll turn myself in, collect the money, and then, hell, run off with it. Shit.
There seems to be a lot of different opinions going on of why you may have done this and just your basic reasonings. And most people just think you were out to, they believe that you were just out to make a name for yourself. What was the reasonings for wiping your ass with the flag?
Shit, there are conversations that have been ignored for the longest time that people have before I get into that, people have been trying to bring about attention to so many things that are going on overseas to other countries and occupants of other countries at the hands of the U.S. military, and other things like outsourcing labor, slave labor, the fucking sweatshops and things like that the U.S. will use to boost their economy, stealing resources and all this type of shit, like diminishing lives, different types of the U.S. supporting genocide, interfering with international politics. And it's like, these things are being written about. These things are being talked about. About really paying attention, these so-called patriots ignoring injustices on what they claim is their own soil, which, by the way, does not belong to them and will never belong to them.
Well, I guess the question: do you have proof of these things?
Yes, very much so. There was even a video that I had saved because it was in the process of being flagged and things, and since it was only flagged today, but I was able to retrieve it from the servers. And it's video of U.S. soldiers playing games, really sick games with children overseas, basically making little torture games to have fun with. And it's sick. It's disgusting. And this shit is not the shit that's going viral. You know what's going viral? Fucking dresses are trending, Kylie Jenner, and you know, all this other bullshit that has really nothing, no substance whatsoever. It doesn't affect our lives in any way. And yet people are so preoccupied with this bullshit instead of the things that they can actually stop, things that they can actually influence, things that they can actually help and finish so people can live outside of the U.S. and then actually live outside of the U.S. without U.S. government influence, without U.N. governing influence, you know, all this type of shit. It's like the United States is slowly becoming an authoritarian regime. The government is becoming an authoritarian regime, and people are just like, oh, well, that's patriotism. Fuck patriotism. Fuck fascism, all that nationalist
bullshit. All right, so essentially, because a lot of people also they believe that this is a race issue versus anything else. Would you say that this is more, so you wouldn't say that this is more a racial issue versus this being a...
No, that's paranoia. That's the thing, one of the things that really got me about doing this is because it's like a whole bunch of white people just jumped out of the bushes. You're saying America's racist, and I'm like, did you even read the pictures that I uploaded? I had capitalism, imperialism, fascism, genocide, slavery, war, and white supremacy written on the flag. And they ignore all those and jump straight to white people are not racist. Now, what does that tell you? What the fuck is that? That's straight paranoia there. no one said it.
Well, you don't think it has more...
anything about a tyrannical...
Right. But I think people...
It has very racist elements, but that...
And I'm gonna ask it straightforward and blunt. Because I've seen this picture happen before with black males, okay? Now, do you think that this...
Mm-hmm.
You blew up. Why do you think it is that you yourself blew up? Would you think it's because of the color of your skin?
I would say it's the issue. The issues intersect. It's not just because I'm black. It's because I'm also a female, and we all know women are supposed to be seen and not heard, and all this other bullshit. And I'm just, you know, it's mostly because when they see things like that, it's shocking because, you know, we're supposed to be, we're still in the age of traditionalism, where people are indirectly and subconsciously expected to behave in a way that's been predecided for them.
Okay. Well, have you ever, and I'm going to get into this, is that, because like I said, Glenn Beck's been on you. Numerous different right-winger websites have been on you about this. I mean, Glenn Beck, that's a big one. I mean, some of the comments that he's had are far into the racist realm. Why do you think it goes straight to racism with something like this?
Because America is a paranoid nation.
Do you think a white person doing America, this would have gotten the same kind of anger?
Not in the slightest. Not, they would have been called traitor and this and that and the other, but guess what? They wouldn't have got America isn't racist and all this other shit like that. They wouldn't have gotten that. It wouldn't have immediately become a race issue at all.
Okay. Now, the reason you did this was not because of race. You've made that pretty clear. Okay?
Yes.
This is about the injustices that are going on behind closed doors with our governments, and I pluralize that, with the governments and, you know, big businessmen. Okay? Am I wrong by that statement?
Yeah, it's not even going on. No, you're not. And see, the thing is, it's not even going on behind closed doors. It's out in the open. It's just people are redirecting their attention to other frivolous things, purposely ignoring these things. Because these things are being advertised and put out there so frequently, but for some reason they're still being ignored.
Now, do you think...
And I'm sitting over here like, for what reason?
Do you think that by depicting yourself in this kind of imagery, do you think that doing this a different way and in a different sense could have... not diluted your message the way it seems to have diluted your message?
I didn't want to... I could have done it in so many different ways, but the reason that I didn't is simply because if I had done this in any, like, kind of pacifist or peaceful or quote-unquote loving way, it would have just been ignored like everything else. The only thing that these people understand is war and fighting. That's all they understand. That's all they've ever seen to ever been able to comprehend. It's like with all these other campaigns that went on, they come and they go. They come and they go. It happened with Black Lives Matter. It happened with Justice for all these different kinds of people. It happened with the Syria incident. It happened with Palestine. It happened with, the issues come to attention for a little while, and then they just seem to disappear out of nowhere. No one ever talks about them again, even with the Charleston shooting. How long did people talk about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just put up a new article myself about it. But that's something that needs to be... But I did that because that's something that I feel needs to be said, because people put too much worth into the flag and not the piece of shit who murdered a bunch of people under his racist ideals. But... So I'm going to disagree with you on that one, the Charleston stuff. But, but now... Okay, so now what you've got here is you've got a hailstorm. Okay, you've got a lot of people looking at you, a lot of things going. I mean, have you heard, I'm sure you've gotten lots of messages, and lots of different comments from
you. Oh, yes, over 500.
Okay. Were any of them, by chance, government officials?
No. Well, I'm not sure because I haven't read all of them. I haven't even gotten a chance to read half of them, and it's like I don't even know if I'm gonna get to. It's because I'm gonna be releasing a video, explaining everything. Because now that I have your motherfucking attention, let me explain some things.
Okay, and that leads into my other question.
It's like that.
Was basically, how are you planning to redirect the substance of your message to discuss it and away from the paradigm that it's
becoming. Very easily.
Very easily?
Very, very easily, because it's like, yes, it's actually disturbing because I've gotten a lot more legitimate questions and did hate mail that I was not expecting. It took for me to wipe my ass with a piece of cloth that's so fucking praised in society, to actually get people to have dialogue and ask questions than it did for me to fucking just say it, to just release an article or release a video, and then that is what creates dialogue. It took me to do all this shit.
Okay. Awesome. Now, like I was saying earlier, you know, I've heard that there is a actual bounty on your head right now over things. You've angered a lot of different people from, you know, completely different backgrounds and soldiers and things like that. Were you aware that there's also a petition going around right now wanting your presence in front of the court of law?
Yeah, and I was, I have a few lawyer friends who are willing to back me up. Well, I actually know the person who started it. Like, they were the ones to release this lady named Shanika's information, who I didn't know I became Shanika, but, like, that's the person who started releasing the information that was supposed to be mine, but it wasn't at all mine. It wasn't. And I have this person's documentation. The other people are have been stalked, harassed by this person. So it's like,
right,
we're getting to make sure that they see some kind of backlash if I do, because it's like, if I go through this, I am dragging so many patriots and all these other people through the mud. It's like, we already had over 50 people fired. I stopped counting. So many people were so desperate to call that number on my Facebook page. They didn't block the numbers or anything. And the ones that did, I mean, it's a Google number. I can unblock it. And I was able to contact people's employers. People ended up having left relationships from these people. People were disowned from families. And it was like a whole bunch of shit that was going on. Because I was releasing this. There's no way in hell that I'm keeping any of this private. Because once you contact me with that shit, it's all public. All of it, honey.
Now, that brings me to another thing. A lot of different websites they've come out with your real name and real information.
Well, none of my real information has been released.
Sierra McGrone? What's that?
Not McGrone, that's an alias.
Sierra McGrone is an alias?
None of my... Yes, my first name is really Sierra, but my last name is not McGrone.
Not McGrone.
Yeah, there was like, they were doxing all kinds of people. Like, my name is not Deborah Mason, my name is not Shanika McGrone, my name is not Sierra McGrone, my name is not Amanda, Natalie, fucking... They had Antoinette up here, Jamaica. Like, these people are not me. I don't know who they're doxing, but it's not me.
Huh.
They're desperate to find me, and I'm just like, they're like, put your address out there. I'm just like, how about you put your address out there, and I'll show you.
That was one website called Popular Military. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because they were the ones that jumped on, well, Glenn Beck jumped on these guys, and they put up this post, Anti-American Africans Issue Shit on Flag Challenge. And they talk about Sierra McGrone, who uses the alias Nocturnus Libertus on Facebook, has issued the challenge for her supporters She has proposed that with only $6, you two can help a young African clean their ass with the rag of oppression. Was this something... you're laughing. This is something that you did. Another thing they claim is, and I quote from Popular Military, Nocturnus Libertus apparently hates white people as much as she does straight people. She posted this photo along with this caption. Straight pride is like white pride, proud of privilege and the forced trivialization of issues surrounding the LGBTQ community. Would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, it's because it's like these people are fishing for things where they can manipulate what I'm saying. It's like, that's actually the very reason where I'm working on a porn video. I'm usually against porn, but this is self-made. It's not, it has nothing to do with the industry. And I basically have like multitudes of different races of women, including white women. And then we go into politics. We're going to be having sex on American flags. And we're going to be masturbating with Jesus figurines. And we're going to use the Bible, pages in the Bible, to clean it up. All the sweat and cum and everything else.
I'm a man, and I'm not against porn. Let me tell you this. I have genitals and eyeballs. But now... when you're talking about doing this, okay, and this goes back to a question earlier, was how are you going to redirect your message? Don't you think something like that might dilute your message more? Not that I don't want to see a bit of kinky porn, but, you know.
We're actually coming out with a website. It's PolitiPorn, which is political porn. And basically... we're going to have all of this explained beforehand, but in case it ever does, you know, fade out in any way, we have a way to bring it back. We have multiple ways to bring it back.
Wow. Now, that's amazing.
Thank you.
You are very welcome on that one. Now, I wanted to get to something, because this little part here, I put out a bit of stuff just to be like, hey, who wants, you know, to ask Nocturnus some questions, okay? And I put it out there to people, because I thought it was important. You know, there's a lot of people who have a nasty view about this, and a nasty point of view towards you for doing this, obviously. So, I took it to the public, and I asked them to give me questions that they wanted answered from you. All right?
I thought it was legit. Hell yeah.
I thought it was important, if I can get to it. I wasn't banking on the internet being this slow, sorry.
You good.
See, you're not a white hater at all.
I have white friends.
Oh, yeah. And you called me pretty at one point, so.
You are, though. You're a pretty man.
See? How these people come up with this shit. Anyway, okay. So... the first question comes from John Myers, okay? Mm-hmm. John Myers asks, if you could go out to dinner with any flag in the world, which one would you choose and why?
The black flag, because that's the flag of no authority, of no imperialism, no colonialism, no capitalism, no form of oppression. That flag is just a flag of sovereignty, independence, and of true, legitimate, honest freedom.
Good answer.
That doesn't mean that is any way a flag that I would just wave just to, you know, this is something I'm proud of. That's not.
All right. Now, next question would be Adam McHugh Robinette. Okay. Well, let me throw this whole thing at you. So follow along. No, the message isn't getting through in the correct way. Of course, she knew what she was doing when she did it. She didn't want the message getting through. She wanted to make herself famous. It worked. If I were interviewing her, it would be one simple question. Where in the developed world could you live where you would be more free than you are in the United States? Not saying the U.S. is the greatest country in the history of ever. We just really aren't as bad as all that. Both far right and far left bitch about oppression, and they personally have no earthly personal perspective on what real oppression is. I doubt this woman does either.
Okay, that is something that's very ignorant to say, because you have to ask yourself, why does America have all these advantages that if you weren't in America, you wouldn't otherwise have? Why? That's because America does control a great deal of the world, because we have the biggest, most profitable economy right now. So that gives...
Nocturnus, we're losing you here.
The U.S. government advantage for other countries that would otherwise be free without interference from the U.S. government. And you know what? It's not that you need to go to a certain country to be free, because there are lands that aren't established as... I'm sorry, what?
Well, I was losing you there for a second.
How much of that did you get?
Not sure, because it came back in a weird spot. So just rewind that a little bit and come back to it, idea. Sorry about that.
It's good. It's
fucking
good.
Internet.
First off, you have to ask why the U.S. has that advantage over other places in the world. Not even just countries, other lands in the world. Because there are lands that are established that would be free, as well as countries that would be free without intervention from the U.S. government. Because the U.S. government is financially superior to other places in the world. Why? Because they had a jump start with slavery, and now they're continuing that momentum with wage slavery, with sweatshops, where they outsource work and pay very, very little for products and services. And they basically send their soldiers overseas to reinforce their ideals, their practices, and to make sure that they can obtain resources, products, and services from these countries without, you know, making a fair deal with them, taking advantage of their situation of being economically stunted or not as capitalistic and things like that. All right. So,
all right,
I would definitely like to leave the U.S. after shit's fixed, because I don't want to just go move to a country that suffers the same imperialism under the same boot of the same oppression. Like, it makes no sense to move if you're going to be suffering the same shit.
So, if the stuff gets fixed, you want to move if it gets fixed?
Oh, yes. Yes, because first of all, yes, my ancestors basically built this land, that of which none of them have ever seen any of the payback from. However, I do want to return to Africa and restore Africa. Pollution and the war and all this other shit that was there because of imperialism and capitalism and all this other bullshit. Because Africa is a beautiful, rich land. It's wonderful. And people make it out to be so horrible, but it's, in all honesty, without this shit that's been introduced and injected into Africa, it wouldn't be like this at all.
Now, Empathy Green wanted to ask you. She says, I would love to know what happened to her personally that would cause her to have such strong feelings about the flag. If so, does this kind of thing with her... fucking English. Okay, so essentially she's asking, does this happen to you with every... does every physical object offend you? Is what she's asking.
No, smart. It doesn't. these are the same fucking people Well, evolution is real. How come they're still monkeys? Get the fuck out of here. Like.
Well, I did see a lot of that. I saw things like, especially on Glenn Beck's, where they, you know, well, fuck this. This is my radio show. Flat called you a nigger. They've called you a porch monkey. They've called you all kinds of different things. I mean, let me ask you a question before I keep going on the other people's questions. That gives me a question. Does it hurt your feelings a little bit?
No.
When people just outright throw that kind of hatred?
I mean, what feelings? I have no feelings toward these people. No, it's because I expect that from them. I don't expect very much from them. I expect them to be basically uncivilized, unintelligent. When they're backed into a wall, they don't turn around and write on it. They panic. They flail their arms and legs. They hurt everyone in the room. And it's like these people don't have a mind of their own. So how can I expect them to think independently?
Right.
I can't.
Okay.
They weren't raised that way. They don't believe that way.
Fair enough. Now, what is this? Well, it's not really a question, but it's... let's see what you have to say to this, though. Tim Moorhead says, the lines between freedom of speech and crude gestures have indeed been blurred once again. What would you have to say to that?
Freedom of speech means exactly that. Freedom of speech, and it applies to everyone, whether you like it or not, motherfucker. Everyone. That's why, even with the Men's Rights Conference, when it was like a big brouhaha and everyone was just like fucking protesting it, I was like, no, let them speak. Hear what they got to say so you know what you're up against. And it's like, that's why I don't fucking censor these Confederate flag waving ass, fucking cousin fucking ass. You know, like, I don't try to censor them in any way. I want to hear let me hear what you got to say. Mm. Say your piece, I'll say my piece. I mean, I don't mind a war because it's like some of this, there's got to be a way to rid this shit. And it's like this is being the only option that's introduced. But like, go ahead and say your piece so I know what you're thinking. I'm going to let you know what I want you to know that I'm thinking.
Nice.
And that's what's up.
Austin Whitaker asks, he says, ask her to go eat a bag of dicks. What do you got to say about that?
He can try to shit himself, nasty motherfucker.
All right, let's see. Do we have another good one? Okay. Johnny Red Light Necessary. If you hate our country so much, then why don't you leave and go where you think things are better?
Because your fucking government, honey, will ruin it. Your government will go to any country that they feel is becoming too powerful, and they will do whatever they can to make sure that country does not maintain political power that could ever surpass the U.S. Political and economic power surpassing the U.S. is completely unacceptable to the U.S. That's why we have all these countries that are at the U.S. government's mercy. Even the U.N. is manipulated by the U.S. government. It's basically all the same shit. So it's like, I'm not going to a country where I think it's good when that country can be ruined by this country's government. It makes no sense. You dismantle. When you got, like, these motherfuckers, because I know they got roaches. These motherfuckers, I be seeing pictures of these motherfuckers with their houses, like, carpet ate all up, roaches twerking in their kitchen and shit. Bitch, when you got roaches in one room, you make sure you get some Raid and you spray it in every corner of that room. You don't just move to another room. You fuck. And get rid of the roaches first. And that's what I'm doing. I'm getting rid of all these fucking roaches, honey.
All right. Now, one thing I wanted to kind of ask you here, because it's an interesting idea, because it seems to me that everybody in this country at least on some level or another, understands that this country is fucked up. Okay? We know that we have senators that have been in power way too long. We know that they should have term limits. We know that lobbying needs to be gotten rid of. We know a lot of the things that are going on, but nobody does anything. And then when somebody does do something about them, people want to persecute that person. Why do you think that is, being that you're in the hot seat right now?
Repeat the question one more time.
Essentially, we know everything's fucked up in the country. And when a person stands up and tries to say something about it, they immediately, instead of persecuting the ones persecuting everybody, they want to persecute the person that's trying to help them. Why do you think that is, being that you're in the hot seat right now?
Because it's easier to create problems and ride a scapegoat than it is to actually solve them.
Do you think that's what happened to Jesus?
Probably fucking people don't heed warnings from persons of color in this world like that. Not really. It's not. It doesn't happen.
So with Jesus, it was a black thing.
Well, the way he's describing the Bible, feet like burnt brass and hair like lamb's wool, that don't sound like no white person. That don't sound like no, like, that's
black. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. With the description the Bible gives, they describe somebody that looks more like you versus somebody that looks like me. But I think most people know that by now, is that
I believe
people know the real Jesus was not some white, long hair, silky haired, bearded guy. I'm pretty sure of it. But anyway, I'll get off the Bible, because then somebody's going to try to step on my dick about it. which I don't really give a fuck. They can if they really want. Now, I guess I want to address one last thing. And this has to do with people coming up with your names and stuff. One website actually... And I want to clear up and make sure what's what. They came up with a military ID from you.
Yeah, I had posted that because people were doxing this lady. And she ended up contacting me because she was getting threatening phone calls. People were calling her at work. People were calling her daughter and harassing her, who had nothing to do with it. And so I posted it. It's like, here, this is proof that's not my information. And I don't really care because it's going to expire in like a couple months. But it's basically because they were doxing people who they were supposed to, they were just saying that was me. Like, that's not fucking me. It's never going to be me.
So you've never been ex-military?
No.
So basically...
I've been there for about a week, but I was like, I don't like what to do. I'm going to say straight up, I don't like being told when to get up, when to get dressed, and what to like that. That do not
So you
last
were
me.
In the military, though.
Well, I was only a recruit. I was never actually
Oh, so you never had an actual badge ID or anything?
I have, actually, but I had, because I was there when the time that they were doing that, and it was like, because they have schedules when they do it, and I was there when they were doing it, and it's like, when I was in the area, because my brother's in the military, my father, my mother, my grandparents, and like on both sides, and so it's like, they have you list your closest relative that was in the military, and it's like, that's how I was able to have all that shit like that. And then on top of that, it was like, it's dumb because I was in JROTC, and they made it seem so cool, and then you get there, and it's like, this ain't cool, fuck this shit.
Right. So,
and then not only that, but it's like a lot of friends. I have a friend who actually released a video 2 days ago that was flagged. I hope he sends it to me. Where he's doing basically the same thing. He takes a shit first. He's filming himself taking a shit, and he has American flag toilet paper that he can rip off and use. And as soon as I get the chance, I'm gonna post that to one of these websites where it can't be flagged down. And shit, people gonna see this. You ain't got no choice. This is not going away.
Is that the one that that's always seems to be posted with you? The guy with the dreads.
Well, the guy who was doing this, 15-year Marine, retired, blonde hair, blue eyes, the whole fix. So I want to see these fuckers' reaction to this shit. He's got, like, American flag toilet paper. This guy's filming himself taking a shit and taking the American flag toilet paper and wiping his ass with it. And then on top of that, he squats down the flag and does it one more time. The video was flagged down, right. But... He was able to change his account name, so they still looking for which account that okay. is.
Yeah, one with the military ID. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now. Now, the website called I'll Write It.
That's the one that Stephen Hafley got, who's been harassing. He's been harassing parents, children. He harassed a 16-year-old girl. This is like a fucking, one of his friends, I think his name is John or something like that, he fucks with KKK members. Like, this dude is fucking, ugh. Yeah.
Look at you. Well, I'm just staring at your military badge, which I'll be putting up on Gonzo Today's website so everyone can at least see it. But he does have, and it seems like he was legally careful because they've blacked out your...
No, I did that. I blacked it out so that they can't. See too much information. I'd let them see what I want them to see.
Well, I mean, essentially, yeah. Well, it's blacked out, like, obviously probably a military ID number, I'd assume, in that box. Something ID number there, something else I can't read. But then he's got his thumb. It shows your first name, Sierra, but his thumb is over your last name.
That's my thumb.
Okay. So you took the picture of it. Okay.
Yes.
And then they just happened to get a hold of it. And
yeah, I put it out there for them to see, like, here, this is me. All these people that y'all got sent is not me. Fuck y'all. It's like, oh, you know nothing about the military. You have no military experience. You, this, that, and the other. I'm just like, okay, sure.
So are you...
Sure, Jan.
So are you at all worried that the government will come after you for and try to prosecute you over this? Are you there?
Oh, okay. Not at all.
There you are.
Yes.
You're not worried at all?
Yeah, I'm not at all.
Do you think that they could?
Yeah, there's always that possibility, but really, what are you going to do, kill me? I mean, go ahead.
I don't know. They tried to fucking kill Bob Marley before.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course they can do that, but there are literally hundreds of people. I have connections in fucking Russia, Tunisia, France. Okay, you can kill me, and there's going to be like 100 more me's to pop up. So good luck with that. Good luck. Good fucking luck.
Well, Nocturnus... I appreciate you coming on this and doing this interview with me and, you know, clearing up some of the bullshit that's been surrounding this whole thing. And again, I thank Gonzo Today for hosting me, you know.
Awesome. You have yourself a great night.
I will definitely try and I will attempt that. Got a lot of work ahead of me, though. But all right, folks. So this is Kidman J. Williams from the Great American Circuit, and I am out of here, folks.